Now, anybody who's lived in Dallas for any amount of time knows Daugherty's Pharmacy. It's been at Preston Forest forever. And I've always been aware of this. But suddenly, the last year or so, I started seeing the name pop up on, you know, business wires and listings. And I realized that suddenly it was public. And it has a ticker symbol, trades in the over-the-counter market. It's not what you'd call a pricey stock, but it has a ticker, which is MYDP. So we figured we better check out the CEO. And actually, what we found is Jim Leslie, the chairman and interim president and CFO. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Good to be here.
So I can't believe that one pharmacy at Preston Forest is publicly traded. Tell me the story. Where did this come from?
Well, it actually came about over the years where the original owner did a reverse merger, but then we had a company that we bought it out of bankruptcy because that particular company went bankrupt. And we bought it out of bankruptcy and put it into our public company called Ascendant Solutions at the time. And we since changed the name to Daugherty's Pharmacy.
That's what I started seeing.
That's right. That's when we started seeing it again. And we kept getting feedback from a lot of our investors that Ascendant Solutions means nothing. Kind of like Berkshire Hathaway used to mean nothing to Warren Buffett. Ascendant Solutions meant nothing, so it would be good for us if we changed the name to be consistent with who we are. So we changed the name.
You know, and I didn't realize you've been growing this brand. You've got several of these now, right?
We do. We have six Daugherty stores now. Some of them don't have the Daugherty name on them. So we're in El Paso and North Fort Worth and McAllister, Oklahoma. Those three, we opted to use still the name in those particular markets because they had good brand. But the three in Dallas all carry the Daugherty's brand. The main one you talked about at Preston Royal, and then we have one at Preston Campbell, and then we just opened one in the JCPenney's headquarters building.
Yeah, but this is a world of CVS and Walgreens and Amazon. How do you compete in a market like this?
You know, it's become tougher, and it's not because of the CVS's and the Amazon so much. It's that they call them PBMs, these pharmacy benefit managers, and that they're not very transparent, and they get gotten in between us and the makers of the drugs.
Now, this is sort of like Express Scripts. Is that what that is?
Express Scripts is one of the biggest. Yeah. And they wind up pricing the drugs. So what CVS gets is the same we get. It's in theory, it's the same we get. Now what's happened is that Caremark, which is like an Express Scripts, got caught giving $63 more of reimbursement if you took your script to CVS versus if you took it to an independent. That was in the state of Arkansas. So we're seeing a lot of that happening to the independents. There's 1,900 independents in the state of Texas. And they all want to stay independent because they do things for the community like compounding or have durable medical equipment, things like that. And that's kind of what we do. That's how we differentiate. But we get reimbursed the same amount for each pill that CVS gets or Walgreens gets in theory. So we don't have to compete so much on price. We have to compete more on what we offer to the tenant, to the people.
And that was the point of differentiation. We had kids, and the kids, you know, when the kids were growing up, they'd get some exotic thing in the rear or whatever. And that was always the Dietrich is, oh, well, you could probably get this at Daugherty's, but probably not any place else.
And that's exactly right. And what we found is somebody will come over, like your family come over and get some compounding for some ear infection that the kids had. And then while you're there, you might as well go ahead and get your other scripts, regular scripts. So that one piece of compounding script turned into another 10 or so of regular scripts.
You're a real estate guy. I mean, you know, you used to work with Roger Staubach and all those guys. This is a foreign business. This healthcare business is a vicious business, isn't it?
Well, it's a vicious business, but it's a little bit more predictable than the real estate business. The beauty of being in the real estate, at least I know the other side too. So we negotiate a lot of our leases. I know what we can pay, and I understand what the landlord is trying to achieve. So it's good having that experience on both sides. And it's been fun being involved in this business just because it is constant, and we do a lot of scripts. We do about 440,000 scripts a year. So that's a bunch of little transactions, where in real estate you do one or two big transactions every year.
So what's the end game? Are you going to be a conglomerate pretty soon?
Well, you know, we don't know for sure what the end game is. We looked at the top 50 chains, and we're close, believe it or not, to being in the top 50 chains in the country. We think if we can get to 100 to 120 million in revenues, or a little bit north of 40, we'll then have to make a decision. Are we going to continue to be an acquirer, or we'll let somebody acquire us? And the only way we can do that is by acquiring other pharmacies. You can't really do that from organic growth.
Is that how you got the six that you've got right now? Were they organic, or did you buy them?
No, we wound up buying almost every case. Now, the Preston and Campbell store has gone through a couple iterations, and that was a bit of a de novo. But for the most part, we've purchased every new pharmacy that we have.
Okay, so is it a cyclical business? I mean, do I wish you a happy flu season?
It's really not cyclical. We do talk a lot about having a heavy flu season because that's good for us, because a lot of people need to get some prescriptions for that. So we have a bit of a conflict to that. But people get sick, whether it's a good economy or a bad economy. And then we go from the flu season to right now, we have the allergy season right now. So we wind up having something throughout the whole year. So you don't see our revenue spike in any particular season or particular month of the year.
Jim Leslie is the chairman of the board, the interim president and chief financial officer for Daugherty's Pharmacy. On the OTC, is the bulletin board?
It's not the bulletin board. It's not the bulletin board. It's the highest end of the OTC. So it just costs us more money to move up another level. And we're trying to be prudent with how we spend our money.
All right. Ticker's MYDP. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.